Penguin Random House Audio presents The Spinning Magnet, the electromagnetic force that created the modern world and could destroy it, by Alana Mitchell. Read for you by PJ Oakland. Preface: Playing with the Universe. Night had set in by the time the green lights started dancing in the skies. I was in a canvas tent, trying to sleep in the bone-chilling cold of the late Arctic summer, worried about hungry polar bears. The cries of my fellow travelers roused me, and I cursed, pulling on snow pants, boots, and a warm jacket before facing the night air. The Aurora Borealis, or Northern Lights, were coursing through the black heavens, pulse after pulse of neon green against the scatter of stars. So near, it was as if the curtain of light embraced us. They would fade away. We would hold our breath. And then back they would swoop, suffusing the sky. The heavens writhed with the otherworldly green rays, on and on, as if they held sway not just over our planet, but over time too. Watching those neon northern lights, I was closer than I knew to some of those who shared my impulse to understand the planet's magnetic force. My camping spot was on King William Island in the Canadian Arctic, about 100 miles or so from the Boothia Peninsula, where the British explorer James Clark Ross first pinpointed the Earth's magnetic North Pole in 1831. His discovery of it was part of the Magnetic Crusade, the most sustained and impassioned scientific campaign.